Hello and welcome to another podcast from Connecting Consciousness. I want to start off with the usual in terms of the updates and the news. And I think one of the biggest things is that I'm opening the books. Had to really. The motor car needs an MOT and a service, and I can't afford for a new one, so going to keep the old one on the road as long as possible. So it's time to open the books. From a positive point of view, of course, it means that those of you who haven't been able to have a chance to have a chat with me can. Now, this podcast ought to go out tomorrow, Sunday, because today is the Saturday, and by the time you get this, fingers crossed, it should be open. It'll be on a first-come, first-served basis. I would please ask you just to book one session. Sometimes people go in and book three or four for themselves. Perhaps just book the one if after we've spoken and it would be advisable and you want another one, then we can always arrange that. But sometimes people go in and buy quite a lot, and of course it's less for everyone else. So that's the first thing I really wanted to say. Second thing about the 5G sticks, the anti-5G, good news, we are hoping to have our first batch within 10 days. Slight change in the way we're working it. We are still working directly with scientists and through Sasha Stone, who I've known for a long time. And we are working with one particular scientist now. Prior to that, it was through a Russian intermediary who then liaised directly with the scientists, and it wasn't working so good. We needed to be able to talk directly to the scientists, and we have. And I've had a Skype directly now with this guy. Struck me as a very spiritual man, and you might be surprised because men and women in white coats, the typical scientists tend to be very head down and do what the system wants, but that's not actually the case in every way. And this particular guy fully understands the situation on the planet, is very, very keen to assist humanity. So we're very pleased that we've got this change. So we'll be working, instead of going through the Russian intermediary side, we're going to be working directly with the scientists concerned, and we are hoping for Connecting Consciousness to get our first batch of anti-5G devices in the next 10 days. So fingers crossed, keep your eyes and ears open, and we'll keep you up to date with the procedure around that. So that was that. I wanted to, it's very sad actually, I wanted to let you know that Sidsel, she was our coordinator in Denmark and part of the Scandinavian group, very sadly and very tragically succumbed to cancer. Her partner, a guy called Parr, and the two sons were with her at the bedside when she passed on. And that's the first coordinator that we've lost like that. Many people retire or they go on to other things, but we haven't lost somebody like that in the job, shall we say. Sidsel had been with me and with Connecting Consciousness since 2015. She's one of the original, and she'd always been a keen fighter, a keen champion against 5G. She'd also keenly wanted and did help her group in Denmark. She was an active member of the group within the Scandinavian CC. So we very, very, I personally and we are here incredibly sorry that, that she's gone. What I will say is that, while she was on the planet, she did what she was supposed to do, I think. She helped people, service to others. And so rather than spend the time, being sad and upset and, well, we could have done this, we could have done that, I'd rather say that while she was here, she achieved a great deal of positive things, not just with connecting consciousness, but with her own life in terms of all the other things that she would have done. And so she made a dramatic contribution in her own way, both on an individual level and on a wider level. And so, you know, I have written to all the coordinators, and Becky is going to write to every member of the Scandinavian group, just recognizing the fact that while Sitzel was in post, she did a fantastic job. And I need to mention that, because we need to recognize when people do service to others. So that's that. Christmas podcast. You may remember last year that we had a fantastic Christmas podcast. Lots of musicians, and it was great. For some reason, the numbers, if you like — I'm never a great numbers man — but the numbers were less than we get for a normal podcast. I guess because there was no updates, and so many people enjoy the Connecting Consciousness show because of the updates. We didn't get much of a take-up this year. We wanted to do it slightly differently, but we haven't had a take-up, and the feedback is that people seem to be so under the weight of things to do. They seem to be so busy with their own stuff that they weren't able to find the time. So there won't be a Christmas music podcast or a different podcast. I guess we will have the regular show, but there won't be another one, which, although it's very sad, Andy, who does the web and all the electronic stuff for me, will breathe a great sigh of relief, because last year was many hours of hard work for him. So I guess that's something that he'll be very pleased for. Move on then to the school shooting. Those of you who have a chance to look at the updates I've done, and I just really talked about back in the 1960s and 70s, the go-to word was, you know, hypnosis. And then when in the 80s and 90s people began to recognize how the military were involved, or secret societies, or big corporations, we changed the word to mind control, because we were trying to put across the view that people were directed in their actions, even if they didn't or they weren't aware that they were being controlled. My understanding is that this young boy — not a man, is he? — this young boy, on his 16th birthday, took a gun, went into the school, started shooting, and then, you know, turned the gun on himself. The problems I have is that he just apparently, according to the first responders and eyewitnesses, was that he just stood in one place and fired. He didn't walk around the school, as most of these shooters do. He stood still in one place and fired at anything that moved, and then calmly and coolly took the gun to his head and shot himself. Well, if a person is mentally upset and, you know, deranged or crazy, or something's happened in their life, there is a set pattern. And what I can say is that the pattern that I just read out to you is a pattern of mind control, where an individual is so disassociated from emotions and feelings, and they are running on a railroad line, running on this program that says you will do this, you will do this, and then you will do that. And absolutely, the shooting is not what it appears. There's something very wrong with it, very wrong. And again, we're only left with the huge possibility that somebody is behind it who is desperate to disarm the American people. And if they can't do it politically, and they can't do it by campaigns, and they can't win the hearts and minds of people to make them give up their guns, then they are only left in their mind that they can cause so much outrage that people willingly give up their guns, never to get them back again. So that's what this is all about, I believe. It's about that. And the other thing I wanted to say is there are a number of websites that purport to say these shootings are all full of actors and nobody dies. That's not the case. People do die. People are injured. There may well be actors in many or some of these scenarios, but people really do die, and they do get injured. And that is the terrible tragedy of this thing, that innocent people are killed for something that, for most of this, we just don't understand what it's about. But there's a higher game going on. Wanted to talk about the latest Trump rally, political rallies that are so well attended by people to President Trump. And for the first time in my knowledge, any president, certainly for President Trump, used the term deep state. Now, these are the words that political activists within the alternative media use all the time. But to hear a president of the United States referring to a shadow government as a deep state is profound. Also at this rally, it's the latest rally, he talked about taking down the dynasty of the Obamas, fair enough. Taking down the dynasty of the Clintons, fair enough. And taking down the dynasty of the Bushes. But the point is that the Bushes were a Republican Party, which is the same party that President Trump is on. So here's President Trump at a political rally saying proudly that he's played some part in taking down his own side, i.e. the Republicans, through the Bushes. And then he talks about the deep state. So if people ask me, why do I support President Trump? There's your reason. Because here is a president actually understanding that there is a cabalistic government, a shadow government within his own government, which he has very little or no control over, and which he's at war with. And so for a United States president to use the word deep state is a very interesting indicator of what he really knows and who his enemies are and how he's trying to beat them. And the fact that he's making no distinction between a Democratic president, as in terms of Bill Clinton, or a Republican president, as in the terms of George Bush. In other words, they're all enemies within the deep state. They're all deep state plants. And that, I think, is remarkable. I want to talk about this. We've all talked about the impending financial reset or change, or collapse. Some people talk about this jubilee time that some talk about. And I do continually say to people, watch Deutsche Bank, and I have done since 2015. Since 2015, Deutsche has come twice within days of a full meltdown, a full collapse, and it's occurring again. So it's worth looking at. October and November are always difficult times for the banking industry. Think about the big crashes that have occurred in the past. They're all around fall, just before the Christmas period. But have a good look at this, because Deutsche is in real trouble. They just made another announcement that they have lost another 500 and something million. So that's important, because Deutsche is the weak point in the European banking system. If you look at the stock exchange, and President Trump makes a big deal of this, that the stock exchange is going higher and higher, and that's true, it is. But what's happening, if we really look at it, is that small individual investors are pulling their money out, and large, huge corporations or government organizations are putting their money in. So real money has been taken out, and worthless printed money is being placed in. So if you look at the system on the outside, it looks like doing really well. But when you actually look into the infrastructure, it's full of holes, basically like a Swiss cheese. So there's nothing holding it up except the belief that another percentage point higher is another reason to go into work and answer the telephone and try and sell shares in some useless organization that's about to collapse. Now, I hope for President Trump's sake that this collapse doesn't occur before his election, because if it was to be engineered to collapse prior to that, it would make it very hard for him to be re-elected. And there is some engineered collapse on the way, of that I have no doubt whatsoever. So that's something I just really wanted to talk about. I have mentioned it before. People, you know, were very hopeful of some truth coming out about 9/11 or any of the other elements. But here again, I put these two together, because if the truth were to come out at this juncture regarding 9/11, it would bring down the economy of the United States. And the difficulty is that a serving president is reliant on the economy. You'd have to be so detached, you'd have to be on a one-man mission to say, I am going to bring truth to the people of the world, and I really don't care what it does domestically to the country I'm in. Now, I haven't met anybody like that yet. So people like David Icke are accurate. They've said that they don't believe that President Trump will ever talk about 9/11 in a truthful way. And I can't see it while Trump or anybody else is so dependent upon external forces maintaining the economy. And that's really important. The impeachment business that's going on is just nonsense. It's just a total sham. I don't even bother with it, because it's not even real. I don't think it came through to British television, but there was an interview with some of these guys who are wanting to bring impeachment, and the interviewer said, well, what actually is it on the letter or the call that the president made? What is it that you're going to impeach on? And they just couldn't answer it. So it's very interesting. It's quite interesting. Shocked to hear the Pope started to lecture the big internet providers about how to look after children, you know, to have safe websites and all the rest of it. And I think he's probably the last man on earth, as head of the Catholic Church, to offer any advice to anybody about how to keep children safe. I think when the Pope has got his house in order and his Catholic Church in order, then probably he can pontificate to other people about how they should look after children. But to have that is the greatest. We have an English saying, it's a Northern English saying, it's about having a lot of neck. I don't think many people will understand that. But for anyone to have the brazen bluffery to start telling anyone else to make sure that they're looking after, you know, children and minors, who heads the Catholic Church, is just absolutely farcical. I wanted to do that one. And then, of course, we had the royal family member being interviewed in Buckingham Palace, talking about, it was Andrew I'm talking about, who met Epstein, and, you know, he was very sorry that he'd done that, and he talked about, you know, that he had no knowledge of this woman that's made these allegations. I thought what was interesting was that his aides, the guys around him to advise him, told him don't do the interview, but he overruled them and said he would, and then he went to the Queen, and the Queen approved it. So I think that Andrew's reached a point where he feels he has to come out fighting. I think he feels that he's been so backed into a corner by the world's media, he can't be pushed any further. He'll just disappear through the brickwork. And so he's literally thought he's got much to lose, he's going to come out. Which leads us to Jeffrey Epstein. Where is he? With Epstein out of the picture, either truly dead or spirited away, as many of us think, he can't testify, he can't be asked any questions about anybody powerful or influential to back up any allegations one way or the other. So, you know, there are certain people now who are perhaps breathing a sigh of relief, because there isn't any credible evidence in the public domain that can be brought to bear by the number one witness, because that witness isn't available any longer. So that's where we are with everything. It is still an incredibly difficult situation over the world, and again, I don't have much time for people who make these great shows that the battle's almost won, and that, you know, everything's okay in many ways, and a little bit more, and and we'll be there. And I think, well, why are you saying? Why would you say that? The battle isn't won; it's still very ongoing. And in certain places, these very negative individuals are flexing their muscles, and they show just how powerful they are. Regardless of your political persuasion, they're absolutely hell-bent on trying to bring down President Trump for no other reason than he's not part of the club. There are lots of instances right across the planet where situations are occurring that show that one side or the other has an enormous influence and power. Look at Hong Kong, for instance. That's been going on for 6 months now, and people are being shot and wounded in numbers that are not being fully reported. So if anybody says to you, or you read something on a website saying that, you know, great strides have been made, and, you know, this person's been taken out and that person's been taken out, well, that might be, but it's not translating down to the ground floor. And let's face it, you and I, we all live on the ground floor. So it's no good anyone telling us that up on the 20th floor, X, Y, or Z has been taken out, because it's not making any difference down here. We're still struggling, we're still fighting. And I'm not particularly interested in that. I'm interested in change coming down to us at the ground level. I'm interested in us seeing for real the changes that are occurring, and then we'll make our own decisions or conclusions as to whether that is related to actions that are carrying on. So I've always felt that the public are never given enough truth. Even the people who are saying, well, the good guys are doing this and the good guys are doing that, I get terribly frustrated, because I say they might be doing that, but they're doing it behind a curtain, and I would much prefer them to do it in plain sight, so that we can all look at that. Now, and I've said I understand a 9/11, you know, no one's going to do that at the moment because it would cause an economic collapse. People would say it wouldn't, but actually it would. So I understand that, but I certainly think a lot more could be done to bring that truth to all of us. And I, like many, many other commentators, we can't rest until the truth is out. So I don't get gung-ho and really excited and, you know, full of drama when this happens and that happens, and, you know, and then, but my point is, okay, what has translated in the positive to the ground level? Well, with the dog nicely settled now, wrapped up warm because it's pretty cold, I think it's time for some questions, please, Becky.
Okay. James says, when a starseed dies, is he returned automatically to his home planet?
Well, if a starseed's physical body dies, then he or she would like to do that, but here on Earth it's a prison planet. So under normal circumstances, gee, what's normal? No, it will be normally recycled, unless the individual is prepared to defeat the traps and the tricks, does not go towards the light. Remember the Hollywood vision of a corridor and a blazing white light. And then the dearly departed soul goes down the corridor to the light, and supposedly is in the land of plenty. And the reality is you're just in a prison, recycled, put back here. But under normal circumstances, anybody would seek to return either to Source or to the peoples or places that you consider to be your happy moments, your home. And if it was a fair world, a fair system, that's exactly what you would do. But that ain't the case. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Tomo says, hi, Simon. Thank you for all of your fantastic updates and information. My question is, why do all of the US presidents, including Obama, visit San Carlos de Bariloche
in Argentina?
Kennedy is the only exception. What is the attraction? Is there a tunnel link from Argentina to Antarctica? Grateful thanks, Tomo.
Actually, I think it's less to do with tunnels to places like that, and much more to do with tunnels into the mountains. Underground bases, religious places in terms of rituals and ceremonies. If you think that Great Britain had a war with Argentina in the early 80s, that was partly to do with black goo. It's a location that a number of elite leaders have been invited to. Kennedy wasn't invited to it. I'm not sure that Trump's been invited to it either, but may have been there before he became a president, I'm not sure. It's to do with tunnels to the mountains and underground facilities. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Ian says, thank you for sending the 5G stuff. I know why you did that. That's why I said thank you. I have seen all of it and have been trying to warn everyone if I can. It's impossible to reach them now. It seems like sometime between the year 2000 and now, everyone became even more zombie-like, perhaps the Wi-Fi. I am between two worlds. Every day I hate them because they are not helping to fight the evil, and 2 minutes later I hate myself for hating them. I know something is making them like that, and it's just the thing that I hate. But it is such a hard thing to identify, and I'm so unsophisticated at knowing that, I just, out of frustration, revert to hating normal people.
Okay, thank you. Five hates in that short note to me. There's your first point for going back into balance. And the word hate is a word that we throw away, we use every day, and it's very common in our language. But if you were to really look at that word, it isn't a word that we should use very much. As a child, I'm sure I hated my vegetables. But as we get older, we learn that that word has a very... And as Becky said to me, we were talking a few days ago about words along these lines, it's very lower fourth dimensional. So first thing you've got to do is stop using that language, because if you're using that language, that's a reflection of your mindset. It's not a reflection of your soul. It's a reflection of that part of your mind which is overriding your soul. If we came here to eat ice cream, eat burgers, watch the football match, then that's what we came here for. But if we came here to do those things, but start to try and ask questions, then that's the very person that we want to try to engage with and begin to move them towards a position of balance themselves. So don't get frustrated with people. If we accept that 3/4 or 75% of the entire Earth's population are Earth human, and those of you who've had a reading with me will know this terminology, then we are looking at a group of people who have no previous knowledge, and therefore they believe everything that they're fed. If you're not an Earth human, you are human, but you're not an Earth human, then you already know the difference between right and wrong. And it can be incredibly frustrating to have a chat with somebody or attempt to have a talk to somebody, and you're just absolutely met by a blank response. And you know it's very human to throw up your arms and walk away and say, well, why am I wasting my time? The point is that this is the very material that we're fighting for. You know, some people care about the animals, the trees, the rivers, the air, fishes, and some people care about the humans, some people care about everybody. But the reality is that it is humans that have the higher consciousness. And if an individual that you're trying to talk to is just not responding, that's because they have chosen not to break through. So what you do is you leave it. And maybe in 3 months or 6 months, that person will be more in a position to be responsive. And what I found is that something usually occurs in that individual's life to suddenly completely shake them out of their lethargy, to completely turn their paradigm upside down. And that is when they'll seek assistance or help or learning to come to terms with what's happened and to seek the future. So it's no point in doing that, because getting angry, I mean, because those people are not destined at that juncture to make that choice. And I've always said, you know, if I talk to a room of 110 people hear me and want to do their research, then that's 10 people that have been put on a path of self-development. And if 90 people want to laugh at me, etc., etc., well, that's absolutely fine. Let them go and do that. It's not a problem. So don't allow it to upset you. Walk away from it and find people that are like you, want to talk about the subject, they don't judge you, and reconnect with the truth. But above all else, don't hate, because you know that is the energy that the enemy can feed on and can manipulate you on. These huge mood swings that Earth humans have, great joy, great depression, great joy, great depression. This is an unbalanced response. It may be very human, but it's an unbalanced response. And unfortunately, negatives can cream off the top percentage or the bottom percentage and manipulate you with it. But it's a good point, because there are tons of people on the planet who feel as you do. But we've got to get beyond it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bruno from Germany says, "Dear Simon, in our sessions, I showed you several stone idols of ET/interdimensionals. Now I came across a strange one depicting a being sitting in a samadhi position. Is it possible that the yoga technique itself has been inspired or given to mankind by benevolent beings long ago as the key to unlock dormant potential and consciousness? Much love to you and Becky. Bruno from Germany."
Thank you, Bruno. I remember, yes, seeing the interesting stone sculptures. We won't call them idols, we call them stone sculptures. The answer is yes. Humanity in the third dimensional world finds it incredibly difficult to escape this energy field, this which is relatively dense. Whereas beings from other places who have advanced technology to assist them are able to do a lot more. And so the whole point of the meditation and the physical positioning were a mantra, not just a spoken thing, but a physical thing, and was given to certain individuals. And let's go to Tibet, where this is one of the first places that non-humans taught this aspect, although that was taught before that, which allows individuals, certain individuals, to break free of the control that surrounds consciousness here on this planet, and to observe happenings, I'm trying to use words here, from different aspects. In other words, looking at a reality from a different aspect and therefore drawing a new conclusion. So going into a physical position, which we associate with deep transcendental meditation, is something that was given many thousands of years ago in order for rising stars within the human population to be able to access out of this reality and maybe connect with higher dimensions. So the answer is yes, I believe so.
Okay, thank you. Jim from Canada says, "Thank you for all you do for humanity. US forces flee Anunnaki in northern Syria. Putin warns Trump and troops are evacuated. What can you tell us about the situation?" And there's more questions.
Can you just... There was one word there which didn't seem to make sense within the sentence. Could you just read the first part again?
US forces flee Anunnaki in northern Syria. Putin warns Trump and troops are evacuated.
Right, okay. There is... It's more than an underground base. There's a facility under there that is part shared, and the Russians have a communication channel to those who are in this location. And if we think about what I loosely call the Holy Land, south of Turkey, taking a bit of Egypt, Iran, what we used to call the old days Persia, Israel. If we look at this wider area, this is not necessarily the beginnings of humanity, but it was a very important early staging point for humanity and non-human off-planet beings that were interacting thereof. And so if we assume that the Anunnaki in one guise or another are still active, and heavens, there are plenty of big financial institutions where they still are active, not exclusively so. So under that location there was a facility that the Russians had some connection with, and Putin, who is actually an ally of America, got wind of certain actions that could have been difficult for the American president, and so allowed information to be received. And so America pulled out quicker, far ahead of schedule. So don't read anything negative into it. The story to read here is how well the Americans and the Russians are actually sharing information, and also the fact that regardless of what anybody tells you, there are still non-human facilities active under the earth, although I do readily accept that they're greatly reduced. Good question. What I'd like to do now is just do my usual thank yous. My little sheet of paper here. And I want to just thank everyone who's financially assisted. Does things like keep the car on the road, pay the telephone, allow me to go to conferences, and sometimes to help people who are incredibly less fortunate, perhaps have escaped some form of terrible trauma, some form of ritual abuse, and need assistance. There's certain things like that that we do with it. All right, I want to thank, first of all, Tina, Alisa, Shamsa, Mr. MD, Joanne, Cheryl, Isabel. I love this one, Archaeopteryx, which is a fossil bird in the Jurassic period, by the way. Jane, Tibor, Nathan, Mark, Kathleen, Gudmundar, Olaf, Pascal, Valerie, Sarah, Seraphim, Raymond, Laura, Kiss, Romani, and YC, John, Hannah, Margaret, David, Warehouse, Leslie, excuse me, Janice, Julian, Dick, Rhoda, Cameron, Jeff, Oliver, Umar, Frida, Frederic, two Fs, Maria, Edeline, Richard, Jackie, Robert, getting through them, Lorraine, Christopher, Philip, Marilyn, Rudolph, Carl, Julian, Raina, Florin, Devin, Nina, and Robert P. I do hope that Rudolph is prepared to give me a couple of coins for the December podcast. It'd be lovely to read out the name Rudolph over December. So all of those who have I mentioned, and those who have helped, but I didn't mention, it's not deliberate. I just want to thank everybody who's assisted. I also want to thank you if you didn't give anything, but you took part in the meditation recently. If you did try to send some healing towards the California fires or those in Australia, thank you for putting some energy into to the good side, and I appreciate everything you do. All right, thank you, Becky. Let's have some more questions.
Okay, well, there's a bit more to this question.
Oh, okay.
So Jim goes on to say, housewives in Israel have reported tall, thin men, in brackets Anunnaki, just entering their homes, presumably looking for something, just ignoring the women, and they weren't kind to dogs. A reporter followed this for years and died suddenly.
Oh, dear.
Also,
can we just deal with that one?
Yeah.
because I can't, I won't be able to remember it all. No, not kind to dogs. There's a very interesting kickoff here. If you think of the Terminator films where the humans would keep dogs because dogs would bark, when they saw the Terminator, and that ran through a number of the Terminator films. That's exactly a take on what we've got here. Dogs, I believe, are fifth dimensional. I think cats are fourth dimensional in terms of the soul frequency, and an entity that's coming from the fourth dimension will make a dog bark, basically. So we're talking about fairly thin beings that are entering homes. I fully accept that. It's not just that, there are a number of different beings from the fourth dimension that will do that. It's very difficult to say what they're looking for, and the number of occasions that I've been privy to, it was literally about acclimatization. There were a group of aliens, not related to this case at all, and it was a few years back, who literally would turn up on the doorstep of people, and the person would then, fairly recently, last 10 years, take out their cell phones, their mobile phones, and they'd stand there and film them. And then they would literally, some of them would come into the house, walk to a circuit around the house and walk out again. And this ended up as being reported through secure channels as an attempt to begin to acclimatize people to see how certain groups would react. In other words, as strange as it may seem, going to an up-end house, a high-end house, and trying it out, and then going to a low social economic house and trying that out and seeing what the difference in the response was. So this is not humans doing this. This is outside of the earth doing it, simply because if the human governments at some point blank refuse to disclose, then what the off-planeters are doing is trying to build up a database, for want of a better word, of reactions in different countries, I say different postcodes, different zip codes, and then putting it all together and seeing the sort of response they would get if they suddenly made themselves widely known instantaneously. Now, I can't say for sure that that's what this was about. I rather suspect that because the Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost the election, and the President of Israel has asked the opposition leader to see if he can form a government, but in the meantime Netanyahu is still acting Prime Minister, this may have something to do with that, with the sizable shift in control in Israel that is taking place. This might be others beginning to be a bit braver, or flex their muscle, or do some investigations. So without more data, I can't be sure, but that's my initial thinking on it. So I take it as true. I don't think it's made up. There are many, many other races that have done the same thing. Thank you for the question.
Okay, the last part of this is, also, Kerry Cassidy has mentioned on several interviews that we are giving land in Africa to refugees from Old Baran. Can you expand, please?
I would accept that. You have to be very careful here. The connection between Old Baran and the Pleiades is as a schism, as a split. They are originally from the same group. They are the same people who assisted Adolf Hitler. They're the same people we associate partly with Antarctica. George Adamansky, in my opinion, my humble opinion, was duped. He certainly did see aliens, absolutely no question. This was back in the 50s, and they told him they were Palladians, and he bought that. I believe that they were being disingenuous. They were claiming their history, their heritage, to be Palladian. That they were in fact an offshoot. If you use my hands here, here's the energy of the Palladians, it's split. This goes on and is the Palladians, as we would understand, fifth dimensional, three quarters up in the fifth dimension. And here is this diametric split, which never made it into the fifth dimension. So this split occurred before the Pleiades made it through to the fifth. And here we are in the fourth dimension with the Aldebaran. The Aldebaran group operate very primitive alien technology. And Adolf Hitler and his SS received spacecraft from this group, which they back-engineered, And if you look at SS records of these particular spacecraft, and I think that if we translate it, there was one model called the Bumblebee. These are the craft with the very large three domes beneath them. These domes contained devices that pivoted, which could, see, we can't say repulse gravity because that gives the wrong effect, but these devices could move, which allowed the craft to float or skip on the Earth's gravitational field. When the Nazis got them, they didn't understand that, and they took them out and they put guns in them, thinking they would use them like a gun turret that you would get on an aeroplane. It was only towards 1945 that they then had the concept and they could make it work and they put it in. But my point, as I've gone right off track now, I'm sorry, but the point here is that the back-engineered craft that the Nazis had in 1944-45 is exactly the same as the craft that George Adamansky saw, and is exactly the same craft. And I was only talking to Becky about this a couple of days back. Young guy in the 50s, young guy 10, 11, 12 years old, maybe a bit older, who was living in northern Great Britain in the place we call the Lake District, I believe, on his Box Browning early camera, took a photograph of a craft that he said he saw. I believe him entirely. And if you put these pictures together and photographs from all over the world, you will see, you can't even say it's an uncanny resemblance, because there's nothing uncanny about it. It's fact and logical. These are different craft coming from the same group, which are older Debrin or older Baron, using this very primitive old nuts and bolts, rivets type technology. Now, this is a group that is trapped here on Earth, can't get away, and there have been a number of deals being made with them, and they're also connected to Antarctica. And I suppose we could take this a bit further and say, if you were going to clear out Antarctica, you were to put these people somewhere, and so you want a place that nobody goes to, that's not, that's got lots of land, that's not going to cause a problem. And so number of, they call them cities, I think that's a very grand word for a location, has been decided to transfer people if the right documents can be signed. It's all about contracts here in the third dimension and the fourth, and so protocols, documents have to be signed. But you cannot transport reasonably large numbers of non-human beings to a location without then securing it off with soldiers, because you couldn't have the press or investigators going in and blowing the story. So I'm not clear how they intend to hide this from the public, or whether this is all part of a disclosure project and they are just getting the real estate ready. But I do believe it's true, and I understand the reasons for it. I'm not clear how they intend to make the transfer and how they intend to manage that situation. Thank you. Good question.
Okay, thank you. And the next question is along similar lines, so it's from somebody different.
Okay.
Neil says, "Dear Simon, would you please research the military conflict Putin is conducting with the Anunnaki? In a recent statement, he said, 'We are at war with the Anunnaki, and there will only be one winner.' Thank you for your dedication you apply to your calling. Take care. We need you."
Oh, very kind of you. Thank you. I think my cats need me. I'm slightly different on that. I think that Putin is referring not as we might immediately think at face value. I think he's referring to the people on the earth who hold key positions. You know, there are some very well-known figures in banking or the private sector or the great corporations who exert a huge amount of pressure and control. And I think, by and large, President Putin is referring to these magnates, these money moguls, these people who make governments rise or fall. But we have had a question about the underground base, and there are more than one. There is more than one base, and Putin, who disassociated himself with the reptile faction some years ago, wanted to open a dialogue with Anunnaki But the original bloodline Anunnaki, the Anunnaki that hold true to the values that they had, rather than the more modern Anunnaki, whose values are all about money, and more money, and even more money. And so what he did, Putin did, was try to put a wedge between the money mad mob and those that, you know, the old grandparents huddled down somewhere, who hark back to the great old days. And so Putin is at war with people with a great deal of money who operating a type of Western cabalism that he absolutely doesn't like. So look on it like that. But that's not to say there isn't a connection to off-planet or hybridized half-human, half-reptilian groups. And so it's a very interesting game of chess at the moment. So it's a good question, well done. I'm not a researcher. I don't research. I just do not have the time to go online and look up stuff. I receive my information, as those of you who've taken the trouble and the kindness to listen to me for a few years now, I don't receive it. I don't do research. The only time I do any form of research is if I'm going to a conference and I want to find a picture to embellish what I'm talking about. So if I'm talking about a topic, I'll think, is there anything on the internet that a picture that we can use to follow that? But yes, there's a lot of truth in the question you've asked. Thank you for that.
Okay, thank you. Anne says, are you aware that the street lights are being used to conceal 5G weapons in various municipalities in the UK? I just watched a video on Robert David Steele's Phi Beta Lota blog about this. See attached link.
That's very kind. In fact, Connecting Consciousness forwarded those links on. The 5G warning, which a number of people have actually spoken about, was a very interesting video which we forwarded on. I think that's possibly the same one. Is it the same one, Becky? Or is it a different one?
It's a different video, because this one's Mark Steele, not Robert David Steele.
Oh, okay, right, okay. Well, well, we know Mark, don't we?
Yes.
We've met Mark.
We've had
a meal with him. So, he's a good man. He knows his stuff. Very credible. Consider him a friend. So he did some videos, and we forwarded that on. And I think the thing is that what we assume, of course, is these great cell towers or the satellites upstairs, you know, in space, frying us. But what people didn't realise, and vast majority don't understand, is that many of the LED streetlights, the sensor at the top, which is a normal photo cell, you know, in the old days when I was a child, you're going to laugh, streetlights had clocks in them. That's true. I don't know about America, but in Great Britain, a long time ago, you could put your ear to a street light and you'd hear the ticking. Each street light had a clock in it, and so they would have to come along and change the times, so they'd come on at 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, and then off at 8 or 9 or whatever it might be, or on all night. But they had clocks. Now I'm not hundreds of years old, well, not physically anyway, but that's how it was. And then with the photoelectric cell, they were able to have a device that literally just switched the light on, a street light on, when it was dark, etc. Well, those are being replaced. They're still there, but there's now an aerial. And what the experts who know about this are talking about, this is a phased array. And when I went in 2013 to the Filingdales Space Radar Base, I got my tour, that was a phased array. And what was interesting was explained to me is that the phased array radar is able to bend the beam, although the physical structure doesn't move. So it can look round corners, it can look round the earth, but nothing moves physically or mechanically. So a phased array means that if you are driving your motor car along the road, technically this thing can follow you without actually physically moving. Don't think of a camera in a setting and then the the camera moves to follow you. Nothing moves, it stays exactly still, it's solid state, but the phase derailleur means that the beam can actually move, and if that is connected to a very high electrical output, and what the experts are telling us is that the circuitry that's connected to the street light is rated for a massive amount of current over and above what you would normally need to run a street light. You know, people like Mark have been trying to warn people to say, why would you need 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times capacity to take power when a street light is just going to switch on, put a light on and turn it off? But if it was going to be used in some form of pulse or some sort of energy burst, it would require that. Well worth watching. If you're a member of CC, you should have access to it. It's on my website, and you know, it's beginning now to get into the consciousness of people, and well worth educating oneself on that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The last question of the day is this, and it's from Ashley, who says, I feel we have a djinn and an open portal in my son's room. My daughter has drawn pictures of a dark creature asking to go into her room. She doesn't invite it in, but he enters and scares her. We also feel a heavy wall entering my son's room. He has woken up at night crying for what appears to be no reason when we feel that the heavy wall of energy. She has been hospitalized twice in the last 6 months. She has had a lot of trauma in this house. Abusive father, in brackets, no longer in the picture. And the house has burned before, but been rebuilt. My children are 11 and 1 year old. I don't know how to get rid of this.
Well, what will happen is Becky will email you today and will offer you a 15-minute free session with me for you to explain as much as you can, and then I'll see if I'm in a position to assist you. So watch out, you'll get an email. That's possible, isn't it, Becky? You've got the email.
Sure, I'll do that.
All right, now. So we'll email you. When there are children concerned, then obviously we want to respond as quickly as we can. Let's have a chat. Let's get the facts. Give me the idea of what's going on. If you're on a laptop or a handheld device, I'm going to ask you to walk around the house so that I can see the areas that are giving you concern or giving the child concern, and let me have a look at it like that. But certainly we'll respond. I'm happy to do that, happy to help. Okay, and there was one other question which I'd had, which hasn't come up today. It was literally about 5G in terms of it's very negative and dangerous, and you know, we have had meditations on a number of subjects, and could we have a meditation?
Oh, this came in for an email.
It doesn't matter. Okay. It's a good question. Okay. Could we do a meditation to look at trying to either hold up 5G or some effect? And I think that just because we're going down the road with the sticks rather than say, oh, well, look, you know, we've got these sticks and let's do that. No, I'm happy. I'm happy to do meditations. I think we're fighting against a monster. We're fighting against a mountain. And I don't mean 5G is a mountain. I mean who's behind it. The energy thought process that's behind all this is not good, and so we'll do anything that we can to assist and help, and you know, delay or stop this rollout. I mean, the 5G stick, anti-5G sticks that we're going to get, and you know, be able to pass on to people, that is dealing with the situation immediately. But what we would really like to do is to take it out at source, take it out at the beginning, so that we don't need that. Unfortunately, we don't believe that we are yet strong enough to be able to deal with this particular entity, because the Hadron Collider was one object which we could have a jolly good look at. But this 5G thing is an amalgam of off-planet entities. It's not just one aspect. So we've gone down the anti-5G stick route, because that is a medium-term defense where we are looking for something a bit more in the future. So listen, thank you very much indeed. It's always great to connect with you. It's always lovely that you take the trouble to listen. and research and believe, and you know, don't get too cross and frustrated with people. If they don't want to hear what you've got to say, if they don't want to hear the truth, fine, just be polite, come away from them and find somebody who's nearer to breaking through, somebody that's more willing to question and see the truth. Okay, lots of love to everybody. Thanks ever so much. Take care.